Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show or your smart speakers. Just ask them to play directly. Play WILK News Radio, and you'll listen to us live anywhere. Anywhere in the nation, by the way. So how's everybody doing on this Friday, November 14th, 2025? It is 309, 49 degrees on this beautiful day outside. Clouds are rolling in now, but it was nice today. It was a nice day. And it's Friday, so the weekend's ahead of us. Weekend doesn't look too bad. I mean, typical for this time. Mix of sun and clouds, some sprinkles, sun and clouds, sprinkles, sunshine, 50s, 40s, 50s. It's all right. We'll get through it. Plus, it's the weekend. So how's everybody doing? Hopefully your week is ended or just about to end. We're going to be with you for the next 3 hours to walk you through a whole bunch of stuff going on. And we're going to start off here in our own very backyard with the city of Scranton, to where this Geisinger expansion that's being, it's not even proposed, to be honest with you. Actually, it's just being looked at for zoning changes. Now they're talking about a NICU, but there's been no specifics about what exactly this expansion is, at least to the city council. The city council, Scranton City Council, did have their meeting yesterday, and there's a lot of questions about how this is being handled by the administration, how this is being handled by Geisinger. And everyone I've talked to, no one is against Geisinger expanding. No one is against increasing the facility capacity here in our area. No one is against adding a NICU or helping bring healthcare as a staple to our area. What they are concerned about is questions. Questions that aren't getting answered. Questions that haven't been laid out in details. And the process that's being forced down their throat. And yes, it is being forced down their throat by unprecedented means. Where the Cognetti administration is proposing these zoning changes for future expansion. Now, what exactly is that future expansion? Well, I'm told there's been a bunch of one-on-one meetings with Geisinger and the administration and Geisinger and single members of city council, but not others. And this should be an open and transparent thing. Listen, 2 years ago, Geisinger requested a zoning change, and it was supported by the administration to expand garage facilities and building height and other entities within the Geisinger process. That zoning change was denied. It was voted down by city council, and it didn't go any further than that. Now, Geisinger had the right and duty to appeal that zoning denial, that denial by city council, and they never did. And now the administration, knowing that city council changes its dynamics come January 1st, is bypassing the zoning board altogether, dropping late last-minute legislation to where we found out yesterday during the city council meeting that it was not put on the agenda till the day before yesterday's meeting, this zoning change, bypassing the zoning board altogether. And members of city council found out about this in the media rather than the administration themselves. And one of the city council members says, as a sitting city council member, to find out in the media, what am I supposed to think about that? Now, this sets multiple bad precedents if it's allowed to happen. And they voted to accept this, and they requested, as part of that acceptance, to have Geisinger come in and explain what exactly their plans are. Now, there was a move to not approve this zoning change first read until Geisinger came in, but you could see that the administration's go votes, that would be Bill King, Jessica Rothschild, and Smurl, the council president, were intent and even said, we need to get this moving. Because again, January 1st is a deadline because the dynamics change. There's not a rubber stamp vote after that. They actually have to legislate and work together. So even though City Councilman Bill King and Jessica Rothschild did agree to an amendment saying that we will accept this first reading of this zoning change, with the caveat that Geisinger comes in here and answers. And it kind of puts them in a conundrum, because it's my understanding that Jessica Rothschild, city councilwoman, represents the Hill section, which will be greatly affected by this, who have spoken out against these expansions, mostly because of the lack of information at this time. And she's the one who's going to have to answer for those residents. And if you live in the Hill section of Scranton and you do not have the proper information that you think you need, I would highly recommend you seek out your councilwoman, Jessica Rothschild, and ask her what she's doing to represent you. So at least they're going to get them, Geisinger, allegedly, in before city council to answer questions, to say exactly what their plans are. Now, if that does not happen, if Geisinger does not come in and answer all the questions that are asked by both the public and city council, well, then how can council members Bill King and Jessica Rothschild vote yes for this after they said that we are accepting this based on they come here and give us the answers? Well, if they don't come there, if they don't give you the answers, how can you continue this? And again, this is bypassing all precedent, bypassing the zoning board altogether, dropping it right on city council's lap a day before they're supposed to meet on the agenda. Only some of them finding out about it in the media. And that's from their own words. And I'm going to play you some audio clips from that. Also, if this is allowed to go through, can any other businesses, can any other entities saying, well, you've now set precedent to bypass zoning board altogether and pass zoning changes that benefit entities like businesses or nonprofits? And if you remember those electronic billboards, that was a big question a few weeks ago in city council. And one of the things that came up is, well, the precedent was we don't allow these. Well, now the precedent's going to be, well, we make certain exceptions for certain connected people. And believe me, there are connected people here. And I'm going to connect those dots because I'm told there are a lot of dots here. And those dots spread to the national level, spread through Geisinger, spread through congressional campaigns, and other things. But you listen to, this is going to be city council member Mark McAndrew last night. And this is courtesy of ECTV, the audio. His comments last night during this, and listen to what he has to say.
Also, guess what? So 5B, the amendment of zoning up near Geisinger, guess what? I had to read it in the paper. Pretty sad, right? When a sitting council member has to read that the mayor wants to switch the zoning back to, like, say, civic zoning, or amend the current zoning ordinance with regards to Geisinger. Pretty sad that I have to read it in the paper. All right? And it's also pretty sad that legislation was put on.
Come on.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The agenda yesterday. The day before today. That's not policy. So is it, looks like a rush job? Yeah, sure it does. For all the reasons already mentioned or even thought. I mean, and the fact that they never appealed it and they're not going through the process and just relying on the mayor to get enough votes to amend it. I don't like the process. I would like to make a motion. Because if we're going to approve this or disapprove this, it's in our hands. I would like to make a motion to have the Geisinger people come and explain to all of you, because I don't know what their intentions are. Probably the 100-foot garages are back on the table, but we don't know that for sure. You guys are going to be the most affected by it by last time. It was a very controversial issue. I don't think it should be rushed through this quickly. It raises an eyebrow. So let me clarify my motion. I would like to make a motion to have Geisinger representatives or their legal team that's doing their representation or speaking to the mayor come and speak to us and the residents.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. On the question.
On the question, can we also add, before this is introduced, I'd like to make a motion or to amend that to have the Geisinger representatives come in here to explain this before this is even introduced in council.
So you have a motion and a second on the floor.
Way to amend that motion would be by way of a friendly motion, a friendly amendment, which has to be accepted by the person that made the amendment and then seconded by the person who seconded.
So I'll make a friendly amendment that before this piece of legislation even gets introduced here in council chambers, that the Geisinger representatives come to explain it.
Yeah.
Now that makes sense. That was Councilmember Schuster putting that amendment that's saying, hey, let's hold off on accepting this zoning ordinance change until we hear from the, let's have the information first before we make a decision to even accept the zoning change legislation, which makes sense, right? And here's where he loses both the second to the original to let's get Geisinger in here. That was Jessica Rothschild who said, I second that motion to have Geisinger come in here and explain. And, you'll hear what goes on from here.
On the question, I was going to support the original motion to amend, but not with that addition on there. I would like to see us introduce it, have Geisinger come in here, explain to us, and get it moving.
That was Councilmember Bill King. And you heard at the end, and get it moving, because they need to get this done before January, because they lose the administration, the Cognetti administration, loses their supermajority, that rubber stamps a lot of what they want to do.
Mr. President, before we move forward, we need to, because this needs to be gotten right. You have an amendment and a second.
This is the council solicitor.
The only one who can offer a friendly amendment is the person who made the original motion. So that would be Mr. McAndrew.
Right. So if you want to, you would have to withdraw that before we could accept that.
So I withdraw my first motion.
You want to accept? No, you don't have to withdraw. You would have to accept.
Well, I said I accept. I said okay. Yes, I will accept.
Now there needs to be a second.
The amendment.
By the person who seconded the original motion.
I'm in agreement with the original motion, but not the amended motion, because I would like to have further discussion on the question when we get to the fifth order piece for introduction.
So they cannot slow down because, again, they're on a time clock here to pass this zoning legislation. And Jessica Rothschild, who just seconded having Geisinger come in, but after they accept the zoning ordinance, change ordinance, and Mr. King says, well, I was going to support that too, but I'm not supporting delaying introducing this. Because if it's delayed being introduced, they run the risk of it being pushed off to the next city council once it gets seated. So that's where we're at here.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
We do not have a motion on changing it.
You have a motion, but you don't. You have a motion to amend, but you don't have a second.
Right.
So it dies. The amendment dies, but the initial.
But it goes back to
the initial
my
motion is still alive.
Correct.
And I'm still happy to have Geisinger come in here and explain their plans.
Okay, so we will.
So bottom line is that motion, that amendment passes to have Geisinger come in here, but after they accept the legislation to change the zoning. And again, this has bypassed the zoning board altogether, and there were members of the public that brought that out clearly. And it's being rushed through. And you have to ask yourself, why is this being rushed through? Well, there's a lot of dots, and I've been on a lot of phone calls today connecting a lot of those dots. And I'm still in the process of connecting those dots, but you have Scranton Mayor, who's also a congressional candidate, Paige Cognetti. You have National Democrat Committee board member Virginia McGregor, who the National DNC is supporting a congressional run by congressional candidate Paige Cognetti. Now, Virginia McGregor also, in addition to sitting on the board of the National Democratic Committee, now this is national, this is US-wide. She also sits on the board for the Community Health College Board, Geisinger Community Health College Board. She's also a member of that. And the zoning requests for Geisinger Community Medical Centers are expansion. Now, Virginia McGregor has family who operates McGregor Industries, who builds garages and other facilities, and has in the past, and are in operation here. So there's a lot of dots here, and you have to ask yourself, and again, they're just dots, but you have to ask yourself, what's the rush in pushing through this zoning change? Without going through the zoning board, dropping it on city council's lap the day before they're supposed to meet on the agenda, and a lot of private meetings that have happened with certain members of the city council and the administration and Geisinger. Why is this not an open and transparent process for all, especially the residents of the Hill section? And listen, I 100% agree that we should assist Geisinger in expanding, especially at Geisinger CMC, a NICU, higher capacities. Any infrastructure that becomes an asset to the entire region. And I don't think anyone's against that. This isn't anything against Geisinger. This is about, let's be open and transparent with exactly what you're looking to do. If you're merely looking to expand your garage for parking, then say that. If you want to raise it so high to facilitate this, then state those things. If you want to build a NICU and provide infrastructure as far as parking, as far as this for staff and patients and family that go there, state that specifically, and then you'll be held to that. But you have to realize, right after, this happened 2 years ago where this original zoning change was attempted. And at the last minute, city council members switched their votes. I believe it was, I don't have it in front of me. But city council members, this was supposed to pass, and it did not, last minute. And again, Geisinger did not appeal that process. You have to ask yourself why this is being rushed through now. Why are they bypassing the zoning board altogether? What is the rush? If I think everyone can agree that we want to be a good home base for Geisinger, they want to facilitate the growth of our healthcare in our area, just give us the facts. Let us know exactly what's going on and why all the gray area, why the rush, why the secrecy with members. You just heard a member of city council saying he found out about this week in the news. Why did the administration leak this to certain media outlets, but not their own city council? And again, if you are in the Hill section, you need to speak to your representative who was a neighbor of yours, Jessica Rothschild, councilwoman, and let her know, why didn't you delay this acceptance of this ordinance change until you got more facts? Because now the ball is rolling. The time is going. And if the residents there don't care enough to speak out and say, at least let's find out the facts before we say we support this or not. And listen, there's going to be people that don't support it no matter what. But I think the majority of the region support healthcare in our area, want to see it flourish. There's no reason with that kind of support for these backroom machine type deals. It's as simple as that. It is truly as simple as that. So we're going to stay on this. It appears that members of city council aren't happy. Members of the community aren't happy because I've been contacted by numerous bringing my attention to the meeting last night, which I watch regularly anyway. And then members from back from 2 years ago who started connecting a lot of dots for me. And we're still connecting those dots and running them down. And we're going to continue to do that. But there's a lot of dots here, isn't there? It's 3:26 here at WILK. We'll be back.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of. Right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.